This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there who is a mother. We appreciate you. And happy Mother's Day, because I get to my mom. Without her, I wouldn't be here doing what we're doing. And also a happy Mother's Day to my wife, the mother of my three beautiful children. We're all really excited that we get to spend some time with mom today. So hopefully your kids and everyone gets to enjoy your time today. In the meantime, we're going to take some calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Irene's in Lowell.
Irene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Paul. Really enjoyed. Patrick, I'm sorry. I'm so used to talking
it's
to
all
your
good.
Dad. I still can't get over it. I wanted to ask about sedum. I have the healthiest looking sedum. They're just so healthy looking. However, by the time the fall rolls around, they're so big, they're flopping over. And I didn't know if it was a good time to cut them back. I hate to cut them back because they look so good.
Now, what kind of sedum are they? Are they the autumn joy? Do they bloom in the fall?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so autumn joy sedum, nice and thick, right?
Yes, very.
Now, couple things we could be doing here in the spring, right? And another thing to do late in the fall. But I would be looking at any of the branching that is not strong or having some issues or, getting rid of any of those branching, any diseases, anything. That's going to help thin out the plant. And what it's also going to do is help put the energy back into the other branches to make them stronger, right?
Don't seem to be any unhealthy looking branches though. It's just so healthy looking.
Okay, well that's a good thing. Now, a suggestion for you, right? There is a product out there. It's like a peony ring. Okay, it's called a grow through grid. So you know what a peony ring is, right?
Yes.
So it's that same idea, except the ring that's on the top, what it does is it has a grid. So you put it lower into the plant, and the plant grows right through it. And so it creates like a staking system around it.
Right. I have some of those.
So what I've always kind of liked to do when something that I know flops over, put them in early, which would be now, and allow the plant to grow through it, you're going to end up not seeing that grid. But then later on, it acts as a staking system and it holds the plant in place.
Right.
So the long term will help you.
How can I put the grid in there now? I mean, it's so full.
Well, how tall are they?
They're probably 6 inches, but it's like it's really clustered.
And that's okay.
They look so healthy.
So an autumn joy can get up to 24 inches tall.
Okay.
Right?
So you're only at 6 to 8 inches. So really what we're trying to do is put that like right over the growth of the plant, the major growth of it. And then the great idea is it will grow through it and go right through the grid as it gets older. So if you do it later, you could end up doing damage. Whereas you do it younger, it'll just grow right through it and work well. The other thing to go ahead.
Should I push that grid down against the
No. So you put it, so if it's about 6 to 8 inches tall right now, put it right above it, right? Because, so we're about a third of the way through the height that it's going to grow for the season.
Okay.
So you put it at about 10, 12 inches. That's at halfway. Now that's going to allow the plant to grow through and then get bigger, and then you really won't see it. So that way, it when any of it moves or goes to flop, it has something to hold it up.
I get it.
You put it too low, it's just going to, they're just going to bend lower, whereas if you put it kind of in the middle, it holds the plant up. Right?
Okay.
Now the other thing I want you to do is work on fertilizing it this season. Even though it's established and it's done its thing, later on, you know, this type of plant doesn't need tons of fertilizer, but anything to add to it is going to help get the branching stronger, thicker, and better for you, right? Usually, Autumn Joy, the sedum can grow in, like, really bad soil, and it doesn't need a lot of fertilizer. But just a little bit of it will help just to grow stronger in there. I'd almost look at using the protolyzer from Natural Alternative and watering that in about once a month for the next couple months. Because what that'll do is that protolyzer will work with the nutrients that are in the soil already and release them into the plant, getting them stronger. And so the plant long-term is thicker, healthier, which means it's not going to flop over as easily. Okay?
Okay.
And then in the fall, that's when the real pruning needs to be done, right? It's not, you know, you kind of let it die back a little bit, and once you start to see the, once you start to see yellowing in the leaves, yellowing in the branches, that's when you cut it back to the ground for the season. You don't want to do that too early. Okay? So what's doing is making sure the energy goes back into the plant, and then the rest of it doesn't get hit by multiple frosts and hurt it, right? So we're just looking to give it, you know, some help to it. The other thing, too, is, you know, in this winter, to make it stronger for next year, even though you didn't do it this year, maybe put a little, you know, some leaves over the top of it or salt marsh hay, something along those lines. That would be fine. It's just going to make it stronger to start next year as well.
Okay.
So fertilizer, you don't need to do much on it because it does go in, you know, not so great soils, and too much can be way too much for it. So that's why I wanted you to look at that protolyzer, because it's not really a fertilizer. It works with what's already in the soil.
Right.
Okay.
And I think the soil is very healthy in that garden bed where they are.
Yeah, so it's going to, that protolyzer will pull those nutrients and help it with what it's got versus adding new. So I think that will be very beneficial for your sedum there.
Okay. One other question, if you don't mind. You probably had this already today. However, I just turned you on a little while ago. The daffodils and the tulips and the hyacinths, they're all beautiful when they bloom, but they're so ugly right now. They've already bloomed and died, and I know you're not supposed to cut them back.
Well, so here's the deal, right? If you start to see them yellowing, the leaves yellowing and falling back into the soil, you could cut them back, because what could end up happening is if they're yellowing and starting to flop over, do all those things,
Yeah.
That yellowing of the leaves could sit there causing some sort of fungus because it'll start to rot a little bit, right? And we don't want that fungus to affect the bulb.
So you can
cut those back if they're yellowing and dying back.
Okay.
If they're green, just let them be. Let them do their thing. You could cut the flower stems back, right? Mm-hmm. So on all of them, instead of cutting the whole thing, just cut the flower because it's still putting nutrients into that area, even though it's not doing anything. Allow those nutrients to go to the rest of the plant and sit with the rest of the plant. So cut the flowers off, just the stem.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Thank you so much.
No problem, Irene. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do believe we have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Kathy's in Osterville.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a couple of questions regarding hydrangea.
Okay. So, Kathy, I didn't even really... I want you to stick around with me. I didn't realize what time it was. I was just so interested in talking to everybody here. We're going to hit a break. When you come back, I want to talk about those hydrangeas in full length with you. So hang tight for me, okay?
Sure.
All right. For everybody else, the number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we brought Kathy on. She had some questions about hydrangea. I had to cut her off right away, so I still apologize for that. So let's get into your questions, Kathy.
Yes. I have hydrangeas that didn't do well because of the frost last winter. But I also was curious as to hydrangeas that take shade better.
Okay.
And they grow fairly quickly.
Okay. So you're...
The ones I had were the Everlasting. Is that what they are?
The Endless Summer.
Endless Summer.
Yep.
And they never really did anything great. It took, I think, 3 years for them to actually get into some serious blooming. And they always stay small. I think it's because there's not enough sun for them. They're getting 3 or 4 hours of sun.
Yeah, and that's a major thing. It does need some sun. The Endless Summer is more sun loving than it is shade tolerant. So
right.
So that's one of the main reasons why you're not seeing, and it's taking a while to do, right? So that you're looking for, as you said, more shade tolerant. Are you looking for the blue, or can it be white?
I prefer the blue, yes.
Okay. So some of the ones that I know the best that do well in the shade are a lot of the white varieties. So we'll go with those first just to give you some options, right? The Annabelle hydrangea is a great shade-tolerant hydrangea, and it goes pretty well, but it gets decent size blossoms, all right? So that's one of the ones that I think is great for it. Invincible or Incredible, there's two different ones. Those have huge, like I'm talking almost the size of a basketball size flowers.
Okay.
Once they get established for a couple times, right? So for shade-tolerant macrophylla-type hydrangeas, that's the blue hydrangea, there is an endless summer, but it's called endless summer bloomstruck. Okay? So not just the original endless summer, it's the endless summer bloomstruck. It has a mophead-type flower, and it will take more shade like you're looking for. There's one that's kind of cool. It has a reddish stem, and it'll have like a pinkish flower, but it's called Lady in Red. That takes more shade. It has a great look to it, but it's kind of cool because it has the branching and some of the leaf veins have red to it, so it's kind of a different look.
Is it large?
It's going to get decent size. It's not going to get huge like the others, but it will get a decent size to it.
When you say mophead, is that like a cone-shaped?
It's more of, it's going to have that shape to it.
So that's a big plant, right?
It can be, yeah. The old style Nikko blue can take some more shade, but it does need. So Nikko blue is Nikko, and then blue blue. That one can take some. A lot of the ones that I know very well will do are in that white color. To it. But that bloomstruck, which is part of the endless summer, is probably your best bet.
How big does that get?
So the bloomstruck gets about 3 to 4 feet tall, 4 to 5 feet wide eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll do well in our area. It definitely will.
Well, the endless summer, after 3 years, is about probably at the most.
That'll eventually get a little bit bigger, but it has a lot to do with the seasons we have. I know I'm going to a break, so hang tight with me. On the other side, okay. We'll answer some more for you. Okay? We'll be right back. The phone number is 855-660-4261.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. Authorities say one person has died, 10 others injured from an EF1 tornado that touched down in South Texas early yesterday with wind speeds between 86 and 105 miles per hour. A rare heat wave expected to bring 90-degree temperatures to the Pacific Northwest today. Both Portland and Seattle are forecast to hit 90 degrees. The future CEO of Twitter, Linda Yaccarino, tweeting her thanks to Elon Musk, saying she's long been inspired by his vision to create a brighter future. Britney Spears says she's done giving concerts.
TMZ reports that although the singer is in the planning stages of a recording comeback, tours or residencies aren't going to happen. Sources say Britney has no interest in going back on stage, and the pressures of rehearsals, performances, choreography, and travel is simply too much for her.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Kathy, and we have been interrupted multiple times by that music. And I want to continue to help you out. So what else can we help you with?
I think we were talking about the hydrangea that the end of summer bloom struck.
Yep.
It's going on a hill, a slight incline.
Okay.
That I heavily mulch and then try to get some color on it, too. So it sounds like these hydrangea, the bloom stuff is pretty big.
Well, hey, it's not going to get, you know, too huge, but I think, for the blue that you're looking for, this is one of the only ones that's going to get there to what you're looking for.
Okay.
With the bloom struck, it is going to get 3 to 4 tall, 4 to 5 wide, but that's going to take a number of years to get there. Mm-hmm. You can also kind of try to claim it a little bit, train it, a little bit. But for that blue color, I don't know of many others that are going to thrive in the section you're looking to do.
Okay. And the next question I had was, I have the blue Pacific juniper.
Yep.
They have not done well as well. They're not getting enough sun. And someone said blue rug would probably be faster spreading and better for the area.
So blue rug is a very fast spreader. So that is correct. But the shade is, it's heavy shade in that whole area.
It's getting probably, again, 3 or 4 hours of sun, afternoon sun.
So that's one of the things, right, is a lot of the junipers want sun. They'll thrive in the sun. You could try the blue rug juniper, but that, again, I know, I see it out there. It used to be more prevalent. If you would look on the road, if you're on the highway where an overpass was and on the sides where it had that angle, mm-hmm. On the sides, that's where they would put the junipers because they would stretch out quickly and help with the erosion. And those are in a lot of sun, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not sure a juniper would be the right thing for a ground cover there. I'd be looking more, you know, maybe at like a perennial, like a Pachysandra or an ivy or a vinca, one of those to take over the area, because it'll eventually just completely take over. So, I mean, I think that that's the way I would go, because that juniper could just thin out. It's also going to stretch, and you're not going to see as much of the brand, the, you know, the needle, if you will, on the plant, because it's stretching to get bigger and get into the sun.
Mm-hmm. So you think 4 hours of sun is not enough?
Well, so if it was from like 10 in the morning till 2 or 3,
mm-hmm.
that's the hottest part of the day. That's when the sun is at its highest and it gives the most off. So I would think it would be okay. But with an afternoon sun, you know, I don't think it's getting as much as it could or would need. So I think that's part of it. You could, for a like a evergreen type ground cover, but it tends to get a little bit bigger, would be looking at something like a microbiota.
Can you spell that?
Yep, it's so MICROBIOTA. That microbiota is an evergreen, and it can stay low. The other evergreen that would stay low that would take that type of shade would be the Lecothoae. Okay, and that one is a hard one to spell. So I'm looking it up at the same time so I get you the right spelling. It's LEUCOTHOE. And Lecothoae has a number of different styles, but it can be used in the shade. And some of them will stay lower, but some will get into the bush form. But it makes a nice evergreen type ground cover area.
How tall does it get?
So depending upon the variety, some of the varieties can really get 2 feet tall, but mm-hmm. spread 3 to 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So like one of my favorite is the Lecothoae Rainbow. Right? It's just such a, it's cool. The leaves are kind of speckled, right? They have different colors to them, like whites and that type of thing. So that it's just different. It's not just your everyday green, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those get a little bit taller. Those will get about 3 to 6 feet tall, but you can kind of train them. But the thing is they'll take 3 to 6 hours, so 3 to 6 hours of direct sunlight. So it's kind of right on what you're looking for, right? So look at, there's a number of different Lecothoae out there. The Coast Lecothoae would be fine in our area. Still gets some height to it. It's just, they do great in part sun.
Okay.
And that's what you have. So it might be a better option than just going with the juniper.
Okay. And can you spell that Lecothoae again?
Yeah, no problem. It's not an easy one. So it's LEUCOTHOE.
And one last quick question. You mentioned the soil moisture.
Yeah.
Soil moisture.
Yep.
The container I have for a watering can is like 1.5 gallons, and I do have several hydrangeas that I would like to do that with. They're not doing well because of the frost, but is it a good idea to keep fertilizing and keeping them moist for next year, or is it?
We want to make sure we take care of them, because we're kind of already looking at next year for some of these, and if we don't do anything, they're more likely not to do well next year. Whereas if we take care of them like it would be a regular year and just we just don't get the blossoms, you're going to have more benefit from that than if you did, than when you do nothing, right? Because if you do nothing, it doesn't help the plant at all. And we're looking to really just make it stronger.
And I have soil moist granules, that product.
Perfect.
You put that into a watering can, like a couple of teaspoons?
No, so you'll mix that into the soil, the existing soil that's already there. So you'll put that into the soil, kind of sprinkle it in there, work it in, and then you water it. You don't want to top dress it. You don't want to put it right on the top. You want to try to get it around the root system and break it down that way. So what you could do on any of the plants that you have of the hydrangeas is find the drip line, right? So however wide they are. From there, go down about 6 inches with a shovel or a little trowel. Make a pocket in there and water them in, and that will get those to start keeping the water down by the roots where they need to go.
And how many teaspoons would you use for a 2 to 3 foot spread?
Probably a full tablespoon. So what is that, 2 teaspoons?
Yep.
So maybe go a teaspoon on one side, a teaspoon on the other side.
Okay. That's fine, and thank you so much. It's always so helpful.
No problem, Kathy. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody else on the line? That's all right. We're going to keep on keeping on as the show permits. We got about 15 minutes left. I appreciate all the calls so far today. One thing I do want to mention, there is a product out there called Summit Solutions, right? Summit Solutions has those mosquito bits that I've talked about for a number of weeks, years even. The mosquito bits are going to help with those little mosquitoes that are coming out there. So definitely look at it and do the best you can to get them out there. The website to find out more is summitresponsiblesolutions.com. So definitely take a look because I'm telling you, it's the best way to keep the mosquitoes away. They have the bits, they have the dunks. It's all natural, so it can be used around people, pets, plants, fish, wildlife, all that. The other thing I want you to do when it comes to the mosquitoes, because they're starting to pop out there, empty any areas that are holding water every once in a while, like a bird bath right now, right? Maybe every couple of days. Wheelbarrows, tip them over. Keep them upside down if you leave them outside. Gutters, clean them. Empty pots, saucers, all those things. That's where mosquitoes kind of just will form. This can also be used. These mosquito bits can also be used in a rain barrel. That's what I was looking for. So, anyways, definitely take a look at it and see what we can do. We've got about 10 minutes left. So hopefully everybody who is a mother out there gets to enjoy their day. Maybe you're enjoying it right now and just getting to enjoy your morning, drink your coffee, read the paper, or just sit around and do nothing. That's another great thing, too. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We do appreciate everything you've done for us. So we'll keep here, as always. In the next few weeks, we will get back to our newsletter. Our newsletter is out this week. Possibly a possibility for next week, but most likely a couple weeks before we can get to a bunch of stuff going on. It's May. It's crazy. So we're just taking a little bit of a break from it, and we'll be back to it soon. I know you guys love all that information we put on there, but we'll get back to it soon. So definitely look forward to that. Like I said, probably a couple weeks before we get back to the newsletter. Also, you know, we do have another call on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Donna's in Hoboken.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. You there?
Yep, I'm here. How can we help you today?
Awesome. First of all, about the soil moist, I can't say enough about it. I just told my sister-in-law about it. Warn people, if they are doing it into containers on the patios, don't drop any on the bottom. It's very slippery, extremely slippery.
Yep. Definitely is. It's okay. Here's.
But it's a great product. Great
awesome.
Product.
All right. So,
question.
Yeah, hang tight. Yeah. On the other side, I'm going to get right to it. So we'll take a break and then we'll come back, wrap up the show with Donna here. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back to the Paul Prangarding Club. On the line with us is Donna. You got cut off by the music there, so I want to answer those questions for you. How can we help you?
First of all, that music reminds me of your dad, so I love it.
Perfect.
Going to purchase. We were at Mahoney's in Concord yesterday. The tree was too big to take home in our car, so we're going to purchase a crab apple tree.
Yep.
Is there anything, I mean, I know what, how far it blends it, put it in full sun. One, can I use Biotone when we plant it? Two, when does it need to be fertilized? I know it needs to be watered a lot when we first put it in. And is there any variety that you can suggest? We have to order it anyway.
Okay. So, Biotone can be used at planting time.
Okay.
It's definitely worth doing. You don't usually need to fertilize a crab apple the first season, or most plants when you've put them in the ground, a shrub or a tree that first season, because they're not pulling as much of the nutrients that first season. It's usually the second year. The second year that they're doing that. One of my favorite crab apples out there is a Prairie Fire crab apple.
Great. Yeah, that's what my husband looked up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite crab apples out there. I think it's just all of it together is such a beautiful look to it. That bright purple, pink flower, amazing. So that's the way I would go personally.
Okay.
Also look to use some sort of compost. There's a compost planting mix that we sell at Mahoney's, comes in a white and blue bag. Use the Biotone still, even though it has Biotone in it. It just doesn't have enough of the fertilizer for a new plant like that. So definitely, definitely use it.
I will get him to bring me back to Mahoney's again. I can get some more plants.
Perfect. And when you're over there,
my madness.
Yeah, when you're over there in the nursery, look for Steve. He's one of the nursery manager. He's a big guy with a beard. He knows a lot about stuff over there. I work with him a lot. He's a great guy. So definitely look for him and tell him I sent you to him.
I will. Can you just tell me, Patrick, is there any size that I should start with? Would it be better to start with a 4 to 5 to 6 foot? Or this one was like 10 foot tall already.
Either way, whatever you can handle is how you should start, honestly. That 10 foot has been around for a number of years, so it's made it through a few winters, overwintering, those types of things. So that's why I like to go with that size. But I think they could, I know they have some that they'll look at doing, but if they have to order something around this time, it's usually not as big.
Okay. That's what I figured. Awesome. Patrick, you are wonderful.
Well, thank you. You have a great rest of your day, all right?
Yeah, I will. Going to soccer games with the grands.
Oh, perfect. Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Patrick. Same to your mom.
And you will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I got it, honey.
We got we got less than a minute here. Well, about a minute here to go. So I'll just wrap up the show instead of taking another call. I apologize. Just not enough time to get somebody on here. So keep that in mind. Anyways, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You guys are the reason why we are like we are. I know that my wife, the mother of my children, makes me stronger every day for everything that she does. And I know that I wouldn't be the way I am without her. So I pass on my thanks and my happy Mother's Day to her, as she is so important to me. My mother as well, matriarch of the family, one who does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, doesn't like the spotlight, but on Mother's Day we can throw the spotlight on her and say happy Mother's Day to her as well. She does some great things for the company, for all of what we do. You just don't see it, you see the background. You don't see the background, and that's where all the work gets done. Anyways, to all of you out there that celebrate mothers, remember, it's not just one day you should celebrate a mother. You should celebrate your mother every day. Till next week, get out there. It's going to be beautiful. Plant something. Be good to each other. We're all we got. And again, be good to your mom today and every day. We're going to leave you with that. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you in 7 days.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.